It's 1 o'clock, we'll call the regular town board meeting for town elected town board order on Wednesday, October 18th. Members of the board are present, media has been notified, please stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number five, we need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of vouchers, ambulance fund 1727 to 1730, and of the general fund 49893 to 49942.
I'll move to approve those vouchers.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All abstain, motion carries. Approval of the minutes, September 20th, 2017, regular town board meeting.
I'll move for approval as read.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the September 20th meeting, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried, treasurer's report.
Kind of a quiet month again. In our general account, we have $1,044,384.60. And in the ambulance account, we have $478,018.87. I don't think we're expecting anything big to come in.
I'll make a motion for approval of the report.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Discussion, possible action, review of open records draft. You have a copy of the draft of our proposed new open records policy. This isn't the first reading of it, it's, I wanted to get these to you so the board could have the opportunity to look it over, make any comments if they'd like to, and then if you do have some, you can get back to Nancy. This was spurred on by Norm Wetzel and the Citizens for Education and Town Government. They had pointed out some problems with our ordinance. They've got over 100 open records requests that they've submitted to the town, so if you have any questions or concerns, let Nancy know, and we'll put it on a future agenda for approval.
For reading.
For reading.
And it also looks like this is being used, this is a mere duplication of what other townships are using.
Yeah, I believe so. Bob, any?
Are you looking for comments on it now?
Well, or if you have them, you know, if there's typos, grammaticals.
There's a couple of typos I picked up.
Yeah, I saw a couple in there myself. But.
Under 1C, second to the last line, we should make that a her rather than a him.
Yep.
Referring to the clerk.
Well, or just do a him slash
him
her.
Him slash her, yeah. That way it'll hold up no matter yep. what. And then what are we looking at here? On the next page, anyway, under item three, there's a typo there. No original public records should be of the town.
Yep.
I had just a functional kind of concern here, too. Does Nancy want to be responsible for making decisions relating to the release of public records, or should we make the town attorney the ultimate authority on that, so she's got some backup? I mean, otherwise we're asking her to make legal decisions, and that's kind of risky for her.
Nancy, your thoughts?
Sure, it's always good to have a backup. Where'd you see that part, Bob?
Oh, that's in 1C.
1C?
Yeah, under section 1, release, and then subsection C.
Okay.
A question?
I have a question, yeah.
Go. So Bob, are you saying that you want the, any requests to go to the attorney if you...
No, no, absolutely not. Just if there's, for example, if Nancy makes a call and says, no, this record is not going to be released, and the person making the request contests that, then there's a call to the town attorney. So that Nancy isn't left holding the bag here.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
So if the request is denied, then it goes to the, if she denies the request, it goes to the town attorney for a review?
It probably would anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, it would be nice to have it in the policy.
Question?
Yes.
I don't know how to word this, but do these revised procedures imply additional cost for the town?
Not additional. It's a state statute.
Yeah, it, I guess I at first didn't know how to answer. The open records requests are governed under state statute. And I think they determine, they say what you can charge for them. So if it, if they are additional costs to the town, then yeah, they are. You know, we bear that in Nancy's time. Like I said, with the 100 that we've gotten from them, she's got an awful lot of time into just doing those, so...
The only additional cost would be having this ordinance brought up, because
Yeah.
you have to pay an attorney to do it, yeah.
Yeah, and well, publication fee, which is...
Are the electors ever going to know what it is costing the town to comply with these open records requests?
Yeah, I think we have, do you keep track of it, or...
Not my hours, unless they're going to be over 60, is it 50 or $60?
Yeah, unless it's over $50, then she keeps track of her hours.
Yeah, I mean, if it's, otherwise, I can't charge if it takes more than $50 of my time.
I guess you're not answering my question. You're answering in respect to an incremental charge to someone else. And I'm thinking of how much of your time is being used up by these requests. And presumably, if you didn't have to do them, you'd be doing something else. So I mean, is it...
I guess we don't really know. You know, it's been over, what, two-year period? So, you know, as they come in, she does them. They come in, she does them.
Some of them take 10 minutes, some of them take a half an hour.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's...
Sometimes I have to have the road crew come in and go downstairs and find boxes for me, and because I can't carry them up the stairs, so...
Yeah, so you know, it's part of our responsibility as keepers of the town records. You know, if somebody requests them, we produce them. And like she said, sometimes it might take 5 minutes to grab it from something that was recent as last week, or it might be, you know, we've had requests from things that were a few years ago, so...
2013.
Yeah, so you know, then those take a little longer to look for.
I think what he's suggesting is perhaps maybe it would be something of interest for us to kind of milestone it, to find out what it is costing.
Even though I can't charge for it, just keep a tab.
Yeah, I, you know, it's, we're spending your time doing this, and I'm not saying we shouldn't, and I'm not saying it isn't required by law. But I think that these requests have a cost to process. And you know, I just, as an elector, I'd kind of like to get a sense of, is it consequential? You know, I don't know. Maybe in making the budget for next year, maybe that ought to be a line item. Maybe you should be putting in a number of hours to deal with this sort of thing. You know, if it's trivial, let's not talk about it, but if it's consequential to you guys, then maybe we ought to know, that's all.
course, if we start keeping records and that sort of thing, that's going to be another expenditure.
Yeah, that's what I said. You know, if it's trivial, let's just not talk about it, but, you know, if it's consequential, and you would have to be the judge of that, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Norm?
I have a number of questions. Do you want me to hold off until the first reading, or we'll bring them up now?
Well, I guess if you've got some questions, we can take them now, and if it's something that needs to be incorporated or work done, we have them.
All right, I've got four or five questions and then a comment or two. The first question or comment is related to the opening paragraph, where you have notice of records access. And it's not so much the language of the paragraph, but the implementation of it that is of interest here, particularly the reference to the airport and the public library. And I'd like to give an example or two, not to be critical, but to support the comment I'm going to make later. A week or so ago, Mrs. Gaston and I met with Mrs. Edwards about accessing minutes of library board and the airport board meeting minutes. And she mentioned that she has not been receiving library board minutes, but would likely get them in the future, and that she does receive minutes of the airport commission meetings. We asked if we could have access to those minutes when they're received, and the response at that time was yes, and that we should submit a records request each time those minutes are available. A day or two later, I did submit a written request. It's probably one of the 100 that you referred to. I received the following written response on September 25 in regard to that request. Quote, Mr. Wetzel, I am not the legal custodian for the Airport Commission. Address all open records requests regarding the airport to the Airport Commission. Nancy Edwards, Town Clerk. I understand that. And I received the same kind of a note on the request with respect to the library minutes. And I'm not taking issue with that, all right? But it's not the legality that's being questioned here, but I am going to ask you to consider the practice that you have in that regard for those two committees in particular for a number of reasons. One, the open records law does not prohibit Mrs. Edwards from sharing such documents when she has them. Two, the town board appoints representatives to both of those boards, presumably to act on behalf of the town board, as well as keep the town board informed about what's going on. Three, the town board defers thousands of local tax dollars annually to support both of those boards. And four, Mrs. Edwards receives or will receive minutes from those boards anyway, presumably to share with you. So given all that, the request is why not make them available to us when they come in?
Thank you.
You don't have to answer that. I'm just raising that as something for you to consider for those reasons. Second has to do with between section 1A and 1B on the first page. It says record means, you see what I'm referring to there? Mm-hmm. You have a sentence, record means the term as it appears in Wisconsin statutes. I have a question regarding that particular phrase. At the town board's budget workshop about a year ago, Mr. Sommerfeld asked at the start of the meeting for a copy of the budget document to be discussed at that meeting. Mr. Galkin denied that request. Yet, at the budget workshop held yesterday, Supervisor Hansen voluntarily left the room for a minute or two to get copies of the budget document to be considered.
Norm, we're discussing our draft here. You're discussing meetings and getting minutes.
What I'm asking for is clarification on the issue of a draft document.
Okay.
If there are draft documents, we ought to be able to have those draft documents when they're used under circumstances such as yesterday and a year ago. Yesterday afternoon, after the meeting, Mrs. Hoff approached Mrs. Edwards and asked for a copy of the draft that we're talking about today. And that was granted, but with the admonition, don't put it on the website. So there is some clarification that's needed on how the town board and how others handle draft documents. And that's what I'm getting at with respect to that.
Okay.
The next item has to do with Section 2A. Now, the open records law provides for submitting requests for records in writing and orally. It is the requester's choice. With respect to both written and oral requests, Mrs. Edwards' choices are: one, fulfill the request; two, deny the request fully; or deny the request in part. The draft that you have before you is written as a predetermined denial of requests, prohibiting Mrs. Edwards from even the opportunity of responding orally to a request that is made orally. You follow me? Mm-hmm. The way that's written, go away. You know, don't talk. I can't talk to you about this. Come back with it in writing. And what I'm saying is you are hamstringing her by virtue of that statement, not letting her act as a town clerk ought to act and respond orally if she chooses to.
Okay.
So I'm asking you to take another look at that particular part of your draft. The next one, your current practice requires anyone...
What are you on?
What number?
I'm sorry?
Where are you at?
What number?
Well, this is a general one. It's not for a specific line item in there, because it's not in here. Your current practice is that if someone is going to request a copy of an audio recording, that request is fine, but it must be accompanied by a thumb drive in a sealed or unopened package. I understand that. But that's not in here anywhere as a requirement of accessing that particular information. So you're either going to require it or we're not. And I'm saying if you're going to require it of us, fine, it ought to be in the ordinance.
Okay.
The next one is particular, Section 3B2. Can you get an example of what that means? How that works? That's the only reason I'm asking. I don't understand the implications of that. And we really can't make a comment on it, not knowing really what it means.
I think it would be if you're spending a lot of time doing it for them that you are able to charge your time. Is that what it means?
Yeah, but I still think it would have to be over that $50.
Exactly.
I mean, if I've got a if I can't take the time to copy it myself and I have to pay Donna to copy that, that could be considered in the $50.
Yes. So you're talking about the big runs when there's a major request?
Yeah, not if she has to copy your minutes at the end of the day.
All right. And somehow you'll calculate the value of that and assess that then to the person who was asking for those documents?
Yeah.
Okay. Next one is already been answered to an extent, and it's a general question. If a request is denied for a particular record, what is the appeal process that's available to the requester? And you already touched on dealing with that, I think, in the future by having the attorney be the ultimate appeal authority. Next question, again, is a general one. The current ordinance has been on the books for 35 years, evidently without review, at least that is discernible by looking at minutes. The question is, will you countenance a statement in the ordinance requiring a comprehensive review of a new ordinance at least once every 5 years or as the law changes? So it doesn't sit there for another 15, 20, 25 years and problems occur as a consequence of that.
We can make note to talk to the town's legal counsel on
that. And I don't even know if it's possible, but another way of looking at that is you've got a number of ordinances that have been around for a long time. You could have a schedule of review of those ordinances so that we don't get caught short on some ordinance that is not up to date and creates problems in one way or another.
Okay.
And then lastly, as you mentioned earlier, this was brought up originally by the Citizens for Education and Town Governance back in March. and there have been some actions obviously since then. On September 22nd, we submitted a letter to you requesting...
Norm, we're dealing with the draft here.
Yes.
I'm aware of your letter.
Okay.
And so...
Well, we had asked for it to be at the first meeting in October, and it addresses this. And that meeting was canceled, and it's not on today's agenda, so I'm just making it a matter of record that it exists.
It's not on today's agenda.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm a member of the Board of Trustees of the Lackawanna Library. And I'd just like to point out for the record that when Nancy responded to Norm's request, she made a note in there that he should address, or they should address, any requests for minutes to the Board of Trustees, just like they would address requests to this board. Mm-hmm. And I'll stand by that. We have the same legal obligation to respond as the town board does. So requests for our minutes should be addressed to the Board of Trustees of the library.
Correct. Marilyn?
Yeah, I got a question. 171 requests, right?
It's over 100. There's over 100, 100.
How does that work? How do you, where do you go from there? Is it one individual, or is it going to be a group of...
They're generally from the same group.
So you have to go down...
Out of 107 or 17 or whatever.
You have to go through the files?
I've only had two from other people.
You have to go through all the files? Do you have any idea where? Like, is there a date? Is there a date on them? And
yeah, I keep a copy of everything that's given to me and a copy of everything I send back to them.
Yeah, when you make an open records request, you have to make it relatively focused as to what you're looking for. It can't just be a general, you know. You have to be requesting either a certain document or documents from a certain meeting or a day. So, you know, we can chase it down that way.
That's why I like them in writing, because I don't immediately have time to stop and go run and try to find this stuff. So, you know, sit there till I have a few minutes to go find it. So according to him, like those oral ones, I probably shouldn't be. So when he comes up after the meeting tonight and asks me for the minutes, I'm going to have to ask him to send a written request for that.
Okay.
Because apparently, it should be done.
I'm sorry. Is there a subject on the request? Is there a specific subject that...
Generally, yes.
Generally something that's come up at one of the meetings or something that they...
Past town policies, past ordinances, you know, just... It can be a whole array of things. Anything that we have on file or record here.
Yeah.
So these can go back far.
Yeah.
Years.
Oh, yeah.
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 Okay.
Jim.
This ordinance was drafted by our legal counsel.
Correct.
And we have a lawyer on the board there, but...
He's not our legal counsel.
I know, but he's a lawyer and he read this.
Yeah.
And he didn't find fault with it. But my question is on section 2F. It talks about redacting information. Isn't the reason for redaction required?
Well, I would imagine if it's personal.
But I mean, I know, but I mean, shouldn't the reason be stated if you're redacting something? There's a number of reasons that it's illegal to redact.
Well, there are various reasons.
I understand that, but shouldn't it stay in here that if you redact something, you should state the reason why you're redacting it?
Again, it might be personal. I guess we can ask our counsel on that and see what his opinion is.
I'm writing all these down to ask him all these questions.
And there's also issues like with Social Security numbers that we have before us. There's a lot of issues at hand here that I don't think we need to give a reason why we're...
No, you can say it's personal. Maybe there's four or five different lists of reasons why you can redact it. And their general categories are not specific. You don't want to be specific. But I thought it has to give a general reason why you redact. I thought that was in statute somewhere.
Bob, you got a
question?
Will
check.
Thank you.
You had a question before?
No, I don't think I did.
Thought I saw your hand go up.
Nope.
I'm trying to look for hands as much as possible.
Swatting for it
out again. Okay. Your questions are noted. We'll check with the town attorney and see what his opinions are. I guess no action at this point is needed unless you want to have the clerk.
No, I think at this point we'll refer to the comments to the attorney, and then hopefully we can have that updated so that our next meeting we can take it up at that time again.
Sounds good. Item number 10, discussion action, reappoint Al Bowman to the library board. His term has been up. We need to do some house cleaning.
Yeah.
And he is...
I'll make a move to reappoint Mr. Bowman to the library board.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to reappoint Al Bowman to the library board. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried.
Just a point of order there?
Yes.
These are for three-year terms.
Three-year terms.
You should think that's...
Yeah.
So what were they before? Is this the same?
No, they're staggered, aren't they?
They are, that would be ideal.
Yeah.
There are going to be five members. We don't want everybody having to, you know...
But has this been a practice in the past, or is this some, is this a new...
No, this, actually, this has been legally required for some time, but it wasn't the, it was ignored. Okay, somebody died, for example, and the position wasn't filled. And we're fixing all that now.
Great.
So this is...
That happened when my mom died, too. It didn't get filled for a long time. That wasn't that last one.
Couldn't please.
Yes, Jim?
As long as we're talking about that, I mean, Bob was just appointed in September as a town board member.
Rob?
Rob.
Yeah.
And now we're reporting Al in October. Should we stagger them a little bit more?
Well, we can check and see if we can stagger that at a later date, but at this time, we need to get them appointed so that we have, you know, the board as they need to. Discussion, possible action, approve use of unused levy limit previous years to include in the 2017 levy limit. You've got the 2017 municipal levy limit worksheet here, and because at the annual meeting of the petition that was given by Brian Hoover for two additional board members, and for the action that was taken by the annual meeting for the audit, we would need to use this $10,908 to include in this year's budget, working on this year's budget. But in order to do that, we have to have board action to allow that.
Can we address this yesterday?
No. Yeah, but it needs to be formally done as a town board meeting.
Yep.
We got to send the minutes along with it.
I'll make a motion to approve that use of the levy limit dollars.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Is this the first time the electors become aware that adding two board members is going to cost the town an additional $10,000?
No, we were aware of that when the process, we knew it.
We know, not news.
I'm sure they...
I mean, common sense would tell you that if you're going to have two new board members, you have additional costs or expenses in that.
Same with the audit, you know.
We would have been in trouble if that situation would have happened without going through another cycle with the budget.
Yeah.
With that, we wouldn't have known where to get the money at that point, so...
So the audit's going to cost us an incremental $10,000 that we haven't spent in previous periods, and the two new board members add another $10,000, so we've got $20,000.
Thirteen about, because of Social Security and stuff like that.
So it's more like $23,000.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
And the actual audit, there was a variable in there. It could be between $8,000 and $12,000.
Right.
We're taking a happy medium.
We
took a medium.
We're down the middle of the road, so it could be up to 24, total of $25,000.
Understand.
Kind of just had a guess on that part.
Okay.
Bob, you had a question?
Oh, no, I was just...
Swatting flies again?
No, I was just to point out that I believe the cost of the additional supervisors was raised at the annual meeting. I think we talked about it then. So,
yeah, that might have come up. I guess I don't remember offhand. So
it just makes common sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we had a motion to remove.
Yep. Yeah, Chris made a motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the unused levy limits from the previous years to include in the 2017 levy limit. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Item number 12, discussion action to set the date for the annual budget hearing, special special town meeting, the electors of special town board meeting, date November 16th, 2017, at 10 a.m.
Now, there's a posting, is there a legal requirement, so they're being posted so many days?
Yeah, it's a different posting than a normal, regular town board meeting.
That's why.
Isn't it a 15-day?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So I have to do it next week.
Post it next week.
Is there a motion to approve that?
Some of, are we gonna pick the day, or?
We did, November 16th.
Beautiful.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to set the annual budget hearing, special town meeting, and the elector, of the electors and special town board meeting for November 16th, 2017, at 10 a.m. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. It happens a lot of times.
Yep.
Used to have to come in and blaze orange.
On the day of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, okay, we need a motion to adjourn at 1:30.
Some of.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to adjourn, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried.
I